It's a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey is on the line with us. I don't know if you all remember Kellyanne Conway saying that, you know, your microwave could spy on you.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about the smart TV and the smartphone and all these smart things that could spy on you. Apple has a new download that will be available. Is it available now, Bridget, and what does it do?
Well, their operating system, 10.3, iOS 10.3. That's
or EOS, as Bill calls it.
I call it EOS. Sounds more futuristic.
I think we can get that to catch on.
All right.
So, it does nothing that you're really going to notice, except maybe you'll notice your phone works a little faster. It kind of cleans up how it opens and closes apps with different animations. So it should kind of be a little snappier because some of the animations were tweaked and shortened for the better. So, it's not normally when we talk about things, it's like, oh my gosh, new emojis and new this, new that. And it's not like that this time. This time it's good security protections. So, and the fact that it's a little more snappy.
My finger's on the button right now. Do I hit download and install?
And no one's complaining. It came out yesterday. So I think you're safe. Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
Bridget, along those same lines, my phone for the last week or 10 days has been saying that I'm completely out of memory. Now, I don't have any apps on my phone whatsoever, and I'm not doing anything differently. How could I be out of memory? What have I done wrong?
Photos sometimes can do it.
Almost none.
Apps?
None. Zero.
eBay?
You have that Windows phone.
No, it's not a Windows phone.
Yes, it is.
It is a Windows phone? It is a Windows phone. It's a Nokia LTE. I don't know what that means.
But it is a Windows program in it because all the windows open up and none of us can figure out how to help him do anything.
It's Tiles. They told me it's Tiles based. Does that help you at all?
It's a Windows phone.
It's telling you there's no memory. I know that I get that message sometimes on the iPhone and something weird happened to me on the iPhone too that had to do with memory that I did not expect. You know how you can have a bunch of apps open in the background and they just kind of sit there and you forget about them? Well, one time I couldn't use Siri dictation. I always kind of dictate text messages to my husband, and when I'm walking with one hand or something and I'm busy, I don't want to type it out, and it wouldn't let me use the microphone anymore at all. And I looked online. Turns out I have to close programs that are running in the background because that takes up memory.
And you double-click on the home button and you just kind of swipe them up so they close. Is that how you close them?
Yeah, you kind of throw them away like playing cards, and they animate away on the screen like
that. Can I see your phone, Bill?
But that doesn't mean you don't have those programs anymore. It just means you're not currently using them, right?
Right, because so often we're opening things and they just stay in the background, and you always think, it doesn't matter, but apparently it matters. And so my non-answer to your question is, I'm sure there's some weird something like that going on with your phone that I don't know about.
All right.
I don't even know how to open up a home button.
This phone
is a piece of crap, Bill.
I know. It's it's the Nokia piece of crap 8000. That's what I ordered.
All right, we have some Facebook news coming up, but first, listener Bill has a question for you, Bridget. Bill, we might be in the same boat. What's your question?
Yeah, actually, Bill came up with a great question. My wife has a Galaxy S7, and she keeps getting this notification on her phone saying that her cloud is full. How does she go about fixing that?
Well, I don't have a Note 7 personally to be like, I can tell you exactly step by step how to do it. But
if the cloud is full, that means you need to either dump some of it or buy more storage, correct?
Exactly. No matter what phone you have, this is all a part of nagging you to subscribe to more storage. And it simply is either about you can't always turn off these little alerts. You have to kind of just say, I don't want to sync everything to the cloud, because what it's trying to do is sync everything automatically to the cloud and keep alerting you, hey, I can't sync to the cloud anymore. So you either turn off syncing so you could shut it up, or you take the time to kind of go into the program, see what's in the cloud, download it to your computer, and clear it out until it gets full again, and you do it all again.
And Bill, a suggestion for you, your wife, and anyone else listening, and Bridget, you can tell me if you agree with this. Google Photos does a great job. It's free, and you can back up like so many photos to Google Photos. Your thoughts on that, Bridget?
Yeah, it's definitely something I recommend, as long as you're not nitpicky about like having every photo be like professional quality. Because what it does automatically is it will save every photo you own to the web for free. It just doesn't save it in the highest resolution. It saves it great for you and I wouldn't tell, you know, it'll look normal to us. But for people who are like professional photographers, they might want to actually use something like a Dropbox or pay for a service to make sure that the highest, you know, 10 megapixel photos, you know, are saved. Because I think it just saves it in a lower megapixel file. Same as when you share on Facebook, it doesn't save the file as like the highest megapixel.
It's good enough for us, though.
So, Bill, based on what we just said, is your wife capable? Will she know how to do what we just described, what Bridget just described?
You know what? We're going to have to just hook it up to the computer and figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the cloud, I hate the cloud.
So much homework. Yeah, I hate how there's so much homework that comes with a phone when you just want it to, like, just not nag you. Like, you don't even need all this stuff.
Amen to that.
All right, well, good luck, Bill. She has to declutter her cloud.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Rebel Force Radio rocks.
Oh, thank you. My husband's podcast. Thanks, you very much, Bill. We appreciate it. Star Wars podcast, if you're into it, Rebel Force Radio. All right, Bridget, Facebook, main app. What's going on with Facebook?
Once again, they've copied Snapchat, but they put it in the main app. You've heard this story before. Facebook copied Snapchat. Well, now they actually did it for the main app, and you're all going to be seeing it because, you know, they want you to stop caring about that news feed and all those important things like news stories, but they want you to actually, you know, follow someone's day in a disappearing kind of way where, like, hey, here's my photo, here's another photo, and here's some cool little icons and text I put on it, and then suddenly it disappears from the day, so you have to click, you have to open, otherwise you'll feel like you missed out on it. This is just another pain for Snapchat, who, you know, is constantly trying to be the little guy beating Facebook, and Facebook even admits, yeah, Snapchat did it right. Everyone wants to share and tell stories through photos. We're not writing out as much as we are with photos anymore. That's the future. And so they kind of just admitted that, you know, why reinvent the wheel? And they're just copying it.
Bridget, in the early days of Facebook, I got my stuff in chronological order, right? Like if I turned on Facebook, I saw what was just written seconds ago and then minutes ago and then a half an hour ago. But the last 6 to 8 months, I get it completely out of order. What changed? Is it just mine, or is that the way Facebook operates now?
Oh, Facebook is this little mix of what it thinks you want to see and a little bit of what was most recent. You can go to your settings and just double check. There are two different ways you can view a news feed. It does say most recent first and also what it thinks is most important first. But even if you put most recent first, it might take a while for you to see something. For example, if I make a post, people who are my closest friends might see it first. People who are like further away from me as a connection,
yeah,
it might not show up in their feed until maybe 50 people already hit like, and then Facebook goes, oh, this must be important. It's she's getting a lot of attention, and then it starts showing up in more people's feeds.
I liked it the old way.
Why do we need a brain anymore? We got Siri suggesting things. We got Facebook deciding what is important to us. We don't even need to think.
That's why people like Instagram, even though it's owned by Facebook. It's still in order. And some people have complaints about Facebook. They go to things like Snapchat, where it's simple and it's just your friends and it's none of the nonsense of extra stuff going on. And so Facebook doesn't want to be left behind. And here they are copying it. So, you know, you can hit, you know, maybe, you know, be silly, but also get everything you want in news. And either way, they just don't want you to feel like you're missing out, and they want you to open that app more often. And they have sponsored little funny things that go in these photos. So they're making money off it, too, with movie sponsorships. Like, there's some minions you can put in your little icons, and that's how they make money off deals so far.
Bill just rolled his eyes.
My dreams have come true. All my dreams.
I know.
All right, someone has texted us, and I'm going to share it with both of you. It says, Bill, I had a Nokia Windows phone. Now I have the iPhone, which I hate. Miss the Windows phone, so much easier to use.
Wow.
I think that's the guy who sold you that phone, because there's nothing easier to me than an iPhone. And yeah. I have my mother-in-law, father-in-law, they're not that tech savvy, and they've totally figured it out.
Yeah, I'm going on 2.5 years with this phone, and every day it amazes me what I can't do on it. It's the worst. But they told me it was the easiest, but it's not.
You know what? I applaud you for sticking with it for 2 years, but I think it's time to move on.
I know.
Announce a new Samsung phone tomorrow. The Galaxy S8, if you're not too worried about fires, they're going to announce the new one tomorrow. So stay tuned. You might just...
Maybe. Well, Bridget, thank you. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a good rest of the week. It's Bridget Carey from CNET. Go to CNET.com for all your tech needs. We'll take a quick break.
Thanks, Bridget.
Then some news, and then maybe some trouble. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.